This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Jim Fennell, United States Navy captain, intelligence officer, retired, about another ramming incident in the Spratly Islands, South China Sea, China ramming deliberately a resupply boat from the Philippines to one of their outposts. A deliberate ramming. What does it mean? Why? Why now? Jim answers all those questions succinctly. Much more of this tonight. China versus the Philippines and the defense treaty that the U.S. holds with the Philippines. Here's Jim.
I don't believe that this is the action of an aggressive or independent captain. This is being put forward by the People's Republic of China to obtain what they have said they wanted, which is to have sovereignty over the entirety of the South China Sea. That is their strategic goal of the Chinese Communist Party. So when I see 15 maritime militia vessels, 5 Coast Guard vessels, 1 PLA Navy warship, and this, I had the class wrong. This is a Zhao Tou class cutter. It's actually larger than a Zhangjiao corvette. It's over 10,000 tons. It's one of the biggest Chinese Coast Guard cutters that they have. It's bigger than our destroyers. And so the fact that this is all being done and orchestrated together, and it's going from Scarborough to Sandy Cay down to Second Thomas Shoal, these kind of three main areas, it shows a consistent pattern of operations by the PRC, and it's not independent of a single captain of a ship or a Coast Guard vessel. This is something that's being directed by the party. And given what all that's going on with the economic trade war between the People's Republic of China and the United States, and other things, you know, with the rare earth elements and all of that's going on, you have to imagine that Xi Jinping and the Communist Party are working together on a concerted effort on where to apply pressure against the United States and to achieve their objective, which is to have sovereign control over those waters.